Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We are now just one day out from Election Day, although the victor in the presidential race might not be known for days. For a local perspective on the election, we turn this morning to WBUR's political team, Republican Jane Swift, former Massachusetts governor. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
And Michael Curry, chief executive of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers and a former head of Boston's NAACP. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
So, polling in the presidential race overwhelmingly predicts that former Vice President Joe Biden will win the popular vote against Donald Trump, but winning the Electoral College, hence the White House, is another thing entirely. With new polling from ABC showing the race tightening in two key states, Florida and Pennsylvania, are you thinking Joe Biden will win the 270 electoral votes he needs to clinch or not? Jane Swift, you start.
Well, I think it's very hard to rely on the polls in this race because of how much early voting and the turnout model, given both the pandemic and the increase in how people are voting in different modes. So my gut is that Joe Biden probably wins Pennsylvania handily. And I think he probably will win Florida as well. But I think Florida has always been close and it probably will be close again.
Michael Curry.
Yeah, I think the governor's spot on. I think Pennsylvania, Florida are likely to go for Biden. I don't think there's any surprise that this race would tighten up. We know what the polls have been saying all along, and we knew that Donald Trump can be his own worst enemy in terms of how he's dealing with the coronavirus. But we knew that people would start to stake in on their positions coming into the last few weeks. But I think what the polls do say to us is that Biden has a significant enough lead that if things go as they are, he should have a great chance of winning some of these key states.
Jane Swift, since Michael Curry mentioned the coronavirus, is this election purely a referendum on President Trump's response to the pandemic, in your view?
I think it is. I think every once in a while, other issues around policing and violence have erupted into the public's consciousness. But I think that for most voters, and most importantly, for swing voters who are suburban women in these swing states like me, who've seen their children's education disrupted, and in many cases, the opportunities for some of the best years of their life interrupted in ways they won't get back. Their economic security shaken because of this virus. The incumbent always pays, whether you think he's done a good job or not. Incumbency owns the problems of the moment, and I think that will be the case here.
Michael Curry, most everyone believes a definitive result in the presidential race will take days to decide, due in part to the extended deadlines for counting mail-in ballots. Yet, reports say Donald Trump is planning to declare victory on Tuesday night if it looks like he's ahead. What's your take on this?
Yeah, nothing surprises me about Donald Trump, and it's all theater for him. So I could see him not only claiming victory, but challenging whatever information we know on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. So it's all to be expected. But I think as we saw the ads that are playing out across the country, and I know Pennsylvania is running a series of ads starting today or this week, cautioning people that this could take several days to finalize. And I think we need to have some patience across the country that this is unprecedented, that we have the numbers of mail-in ballots with some of the restrictions around when they can be counted, either the day of or the day after the election, is going to take a few days.
So, Jane, do you think the American electorate is prepared to handle days of uncertainty and all the legal infighting and the claims of voter fraud on one side and suppressed voting on the other side that may be coming, those claims?
Well, we have withstood this before. I think the bigger question is, this will be yet another opportunity for people who put their country before their political partisanship to step up. And while we've been disappointed at times, we have also seen those folks in public office, whether at the gubernatorial level or even those in Congress, step forward to put their country and the importance of our democratic institutions ahead of their partisanship. And that's what I believe we have to ask of all of our elected officials and, frankly, of all Americans.
Michael Curry, let me ask you a question about all the early voting across the country. We've seen signs of record turnout helped by the boom in youth voting and early voting. Is this a good sign for Democrats, even though in many cases we don't know who's voted early?
We know, I think from a Democratic standpoint, we know that it's beneficial to Democratic candidates when young voters show up, when people of color show up, when Black women, Black men show up. So I think as long as we're seeing that trend where more and more people are taking advantage of these additional opportunities to cast their vote in a safe way, whether it's mail-in or sort of a rolling voting opportunity, we're seeing that the young vote, the votes of color, bode well for the Democratic candidates up and down the ballot. So I think that that is a good sign. But I just caution those who are voting and support Democrats, which is don't take that for granted. We still need to show up on the day of the election in large numbers for those who have not voted yet.
And Jane, some polls show there might be momentum for Donald Trump in some swing states like Pennsylvania and Florida. That's got to be a positive sign for the Trump campaign going into Election Day tomorrow, isn't it?
I think it is positive whenever things turn in your direction. I think that certainly this race was going to tighten, as Michael's already said at the end. I think it's positive for Americans if more people vote. I think having more people vote is a good thing for our country. It's a way that we're going to come together if all people feel like they have a place to participate in our democracy. Our system depends on it. And then both political parties will have to figure out how they deal with the disparate voices within their party's big tent.
All right. Last question for both of you. This is like a one-word answer. In the U.S. Senate race, do either of you think that the incumbent Democrat, Ed Markey, has anything to worry about from the Republican, Kevin O'Connor?
Not at all.
Maybe.
We'll see. Republican Jane Swift, former governor of Massachusetts, and Democrat Michael Curry, chief executive of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers and former head of Boston's NAACP. Thanks to both of you. And we'll speak to you again tomorrow night as WBUR and NPR begin our election night coverage at 7 p.m. here on WBUR and online at WBUR.org.